Bob Dole was in Alamogordo, New Mexico this morning. During his 96-hour marathon tour of the country, he has continued his attacks on White House ethics.
Now, if you want a full-time president who won't be going to hearings or trials or anything else, Bob Dole is your choice. We're going to give you satisfaction guaranteed and your money back. Not or, but and your money back.
Dole plans to campaign in 6 states across 4 time zones by midnight tonight.
Joining us from Houston, Texas, by telephone is NPR's Elizabeth Arnold, who is traveling with the Dole campaign. Elizabeth, how is Bob Dole using this last day on the trail? What's he trying to tell people?
Well, since 1:30 this morning, Linda, we've hit the Railroad Museum in Sacramento, in California, the Five and Dine Diner in Phoenix, Arizona, the International Space Hall of Fame in New Mexico, which is my favorite. We're here in Houston, Texas, and we still have Louisiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Kansas, and we've had 15 states over the last 72 hours without much sleep. So in short, the message is brief, a bit jumbled, very hoarse. But, you know, it doesn't seem to matter much to the people who come out at 5 in the morning to these, you know, freezing cold airplane hangars. They want to be fired up. They want to feel good about their vote. So Dole has pretty much shelved the economic plan. His message this last 72 hours is that the president is untrustworthy, unethical, unscrupulous, bound to be so tied up in scandal over the next 4 years that he won't have any time left to govern. So it's really a fire-up-the-troops kind of a blitz.
Do you think it's working, this 96-hour marathon? Is it firing up the troops?
Well, you know, he gets attention first and foremost. He gets local, national media every time the plane stops, so it doesn't really matter what time it is. And that's what he needs. He needs some excitement, some drama. That's what's sort of been lacking in these final days. Turnout will be critical. He has to get the base interested and get the undecideds to at least think about him one more time. And he's also generating interest in the local and congressional races wherever he goes, inviting the candidates up on stage, motivating Republicans to go to the polls and vote for the entire Republican slate. And thirdly, Linda, I think maybe most importantly to him, he wants to appear committed. He wants to have given it his best shot. If that means going without sleep, losing his voice, so be it. And he seems energized by the challenge, even though he's dragging. He feels good about campaigning this hard. It's you know, it's what he always says. He does things the hard way.
Well,
it's hard, too, let me tell you.
I bet it is. Has there been a different energy level despite all of the fatigue and exhaustion that a marathon causes? Do you think it's helping in terms of the energy level of his supporters?
Linda, I would say yes, because I've been to many of these places 2 and 3 times, and he's getting the largest crowds he's ever gotten in many of these places. The people are definitely fired up. They're fired up to the point of, you know, yelling "Lynch the president" and things like that. But I mean, at 5 o'clock in the morning, he's getting much larger crowds than he got in broad daylight in places like New Jersey, for example. So I think people are beginning to focus. But again, it's the supporters. It's the people that he already had.
When you look back at the campaign over the past few months, do you think that Senator Dole has ever really succeeded in setting out a series of issues that clearly demonstrate the differences between him and President Clinton? Give people a reason to go for Dole?
Frankly, other than the tax cut plan, which a large portion of the electorate doesn't seem to believe that he could deliver, there really aren't that many big ideas that voters associate with him when you talk to people in the crowds. It's somewhat telling now, even in his speeches, when he says, "There's one big difference between myself and my opponent." It's a joke. He says the difference is that he's on his way out of the White House, I'm on my way in.
So, Elizabeth Arnold, for you, it's on to Louisiana, Kentucky, Kansas, and then back to Washington?
And back to Washington. Seems like a long haul, though, Linda.
Well, thanks very much. We'll look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.